Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Beggars Can't Be Chuggers, courtesy of Fungible Token at Shore Josh. Score Josh? I don't know, man.
Fungible Token. What is that? Fungi Bowl? Okay, whatever that is.
Fungi Bowl. So, okay, so shrooms and then toke.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm Jack, that's Miles. Mm-hmm. These are some of the things that are trending. Succession is trending. Season 3 trailer is out. I have been pretending like I'm caught up on Succession. I haven't actually seen season 2. For some reason, I just keep stopping like a couple episodes in, even though I really like that show. So
what do you mean
I am going
to
get caught up.
Like you just, oh, you like, you keep having me like, stopping. I can't, okay. Yeah. I thought you had a faulty like application or something, like, and it keeps stopping.
That would be in keeping with my past couple days where I have had tech issues at home, came to the office to record, had the same tech issues here.
You're like in the shittiest Stephen King book where like you must have done something, but like the worst thing to happen to you is just like your Wi-Fi sucks all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. On this is important. Adam Devine talks about how he has a like a tech ghost that follows him around, but it's clear he's just like bad at technology.
Yeah, that's a fine line. But like, I know how easy it is to convince yourself of a ghost on any given thing. Like, I have a curtain rod ghost. You know,
yeah,
and we talked about that when Langston was on. Right. Fucking getting near me, having put up curtain rods. There's something, and it could just be my lack of skill and lack of patience. But I call that a ghost.
I have an IKEA putting IKEA furniture together ghost.
Oof.
It's not
do you better. Are you that are you do you have the like tormented moment where you know you put in a pivotal piece backwards 17 steps past it? You're
17
like,
steps full of, and some of them are irrevocable, man.
Yeah.
Like some of the steps are like they're like sorry.
Oh, they're like, oh you
well, that's backwards from now on.
Oh yeah. Well, don't push it in all the way. Well, now it's ruined. It's like, well, I can't even. Right. Well, I should be able to pull that part. Like, oh no.
Nope.
That's why you shouldn't buy the Torgbjald.
chair.
That shelf is just going to be corkboard colored from now on, unfortunately, because you put it in upside down. Anyway, Succession 3. So you and super producer Brian were talking before we started recording that this is
anticipated.
Season 2 was good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just more like the ride. We're in for the ride now. I got to know what's going on. And, you know, I only watched it because both you and Anna were always talking to each other about the first season and how much you liked it. And I was like, man, I'm fucking talking about Succession. And then I started watching it and so I'm along for the ride, baby. I'm along for the ride.
Yeah. It's got some of the great characters. The son-in-law is one of the great characters. I don't know what kind of season 2 he has, but his season 1, Tom, he's a British actor who apparently he has like a greatest performance of the year, like cameo in that movie, The Intern. That was like basically about the Weinstein thing as the Weinstein thing was happening.
Oh,
it was like
wow.
About a intern at a film studio, I think, or like some sort of, workplace. And it turns out they're like covering up all sorts of awful shit. And he comes in as like the HR fixer and apparently just crushes it. But it's interesting that like a polite British guy has just nailed this like version of like American corporate pathos.
Right, right. I can't believe I want to say so much now, but you have to watch season 2 because it ends with a banger, which makes this, you know how these shows that have their shit together do. They leave you wanting more at the finale, so you tune in for the next season, and they did exactly that.
Well, speaking of tuning in for the finale, Mike Lindell, he has us all eagerly awaiting August 13th.
Yeah.
Because that's when my president, Donald Trump, will finally be confirmed to have been president all along or re-presidented, re-sworn in. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know that by August 13th, right, we're going to know.
Yeah, we're going to know. President. And I mean, and honestly, you know, he couldn't have picked a greater day than August 13th, Friday the 13th, this to happen, even though there's no mechanism in any of our laws that allow for a mid-season switch up of the lead. Where suddenly Donald Trump is gonna be like, yep, and that's legal, and that's what happened. Joe Biden, take this L because you know you lost. It's not, so that's not happening. And again, this is why we're in a very, delicate place, or rather, we're fucked because there's too many people who really think this shit that Donald Trump actually had the election stolen from him. So this kind of shit will keep trending, unfortunately.
So August 13th is trending because Mike Lindell said that's the date by which things will have dropped.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. Exactly. That's, and again, MAGA Twitter is like, they're acting like, they just found out when the new, PS6 was dropping or something. Like, mark your calendars, it's happening. But I don't know. This is such a weird shard of MAGA world, the real holdouts for this version of what happens. But again, I don't know. He's been kicking this can down the road for months now, saying, oh, it's going to be this day, it's going to be this day, it's going to be this day. But, I guess.
I think you mispronounced shart, but.
Oh, yeah, shart, sorry.
Yeah, is there anything that they're pointing to that they're like, this judge has agreed with us, or it's all just continuing to be?
I think this is Mike Lindell expertly finding a way to drum up business for his dying pillow company that has been absolutely blasted off the face of the earth because of his, whole investment in perpetuating the big lie and all this, because people aren't fucking with my pillow unless you are a MAGA head. Literally, your head is MAGA hat. And now they're the only people that will buy your shit. So the only way, Like, people can only have so many pillows. Yeah. So he has to keep doing this shit, because the other thing is that I see now, and as I look at the trending things and I'm more focused on the right wing accounts that are sharing this, there are a few of these influencers who are on like the right wing who are posting discount codes for MyPillow along with all the trending words on with the announcement. Like, for example, breaking port, Mike Lindell says the morning of August 15th, Trump will officially be president again. He's put everything on the line. Stand with those that stand with America. Support American jobs. And then it's like, use code at MyPillow to get 66% off. So, geez. You know, okay, y'all going to fuck everything up for these people just because the pillow business is dying. But what example do they
really
have?
It is really cruel. Like, it's really not a lot of respect shown by this specific contingent of grifters for their marks.
You know,
the Trump presidency or the reelection or whatever Trump's organization is that is grifting people and signing them up for multiple payments and bankrupting them and this dude. It's always it's just interesting because it's always not. It's like one level deep. It's not like it's just like, hey, and you can get a free pillow if you give us your social security number,
please, because you're a patriot.
Let's do a little sports talk, mm-hmm. little sports talk radio
there
with
it is.
The Jackdog and what's your
Miracle
name?
Miles.
Miracle Miles. That's pretty good. So we got hit me with the Euro Cup date.
Euro Cup date. Uh-oh. Well, I mean, right now, as we speak, Spain and Italy are playing in a semifinal, which is tied at 0-0. I don't know. Obviously, I won't know the result of that unless I am Biff Tanner and I have the sports encyclopedia that will tell me, but I don't. But yeah, that is a game that's happening. And then in the other semifinal, we have England and Denmark. Denmark, man, they've played a really solid. They've just been scoring. They've been doing their thing ever since Christian Eriksen collapsed in that first match. That was really scary. I think that helped rally the team.
Oh, that's them?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now they're in a semifinal.
Is he still playing?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no. He needed a defibrillator put in and things like that. And yeah, he had a serious, like, you know, cardiac event.
Right.
But yeah, so English fans, they're loving it over the weekend. They had a real handy win over Ukraine that, you know, I think they gave up a little bit in the second half when they felt that the lights were fully out. So that allowed a few more easy headed goals in.
That was one of the few games that I watched.
Okay.
Two matches that I watched. And yeah, England looks good. I mean, they're like when you know, they put the wins and losses and draws next to the team name when they're listing these games. And like England's just like got a lot of W's.
They do.
There.
They got a lot of W's, but not when they count, you know, which is the ones that get them into a final and then ultimately lifting a trophy at the end of a tournament. And I think that's what all English fans want. But they have a really good, you know, for all, like they had this previous generation of players, like when Wayne Rooney was playing and Steven Gerrard, you may have heard of these types of players. That was like their golden generation. And now they have all these younger players to the point where, like, when you see people come off the bench, you're like, oh shit, that's right. They're fucking deep right now.
Yeah,
so they have a good shot. So, you know, maybe for all the Three Lions fans, I hope it comes home like you want it to.
Harry Kane, absolutely massive. That's my catchphrase
there it
for
is.
This Euro Cup.
Whenever you meet someone from the UK, oh man, you from the UK? Harry Kane, absolutely massive.
Massive.
All right, man, how'd you like that?
He probably loved it, right? Right.
How'd I do, man? You want me to take this on video, send it to one of your cousins back home?
NBA Finals game one tonight between the Phoenix Suns, who look to be firing on all cylinders, the Milwaukee Bucks,
mm-hmm.
Who I don't even know, is Giannis back? But they've you know, gutted it out. Even with Giannis hurt, they Chris Middleton,
game time is what they say.
Shot maker, baby. Yeah, and Giannis is game time. But shout out to the cities of Milwaukee and Phoenix. Long time coming. Phoenix had all those great Steve Nash teams that never really made it to the finals.
Barkley got kind of close too.
Yeah, Barkley did make it to the finals.
Yeah,
but you know, never won it. And I don't think either of them have been in the I guess since Barkley, the Suns haven't, and Milwaukee, I think it's been since like Lou Alcindor.
Woo. Man, that was a minute.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
That was, man, I remember that. The 93 finals with Barkley and Jordan. I remember because that's when like I realized that that whole postseason is really when you saw some of that straight up murder ball that they would play. And it was, and you knew they're like the refs damn near left their whistles in the locker room, you know, like, and you would see real fucking tough physical play. And I always just think back, I'm like, man, Dick Bavetta knew how to let those playoff games, you know, cook.
That was a season that I think required them to change a rule because Barkley just put his enormous ass into people and just backed them down for like 15 seconds until he was like at the basket. And they were like, all right, we can't do that.
Right.
That's really boring and weird to watch. But anyways, would be dope to see Chris Paul win a title, would be dope to see Giannis win a title, and we are going to get to see one of those things. So,
and in the, I know, hey, if Chris Paul loses, everyone's going to say he's cursed. And I want him to grow out of these terrible, you know, he's had such bad luck. I can't even believe I'm saying this shit. Anyway, good luck to all of them.
Yeah. Also, you think those State Farm commercials are real. So you think that he's really bad luck. Like he's always turning into a basketball
or, like, and shit.
Things are, a deer broke into his house and broke all his shit.
Bro, you got.
Talk about somebody who fears the deer.
He's got bigger problems than the NBA.
Yeah. He's got Alfonso Ribeiro trying to steal his identity.
You hate to see it. You hate to see
it. You really do.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And Nicole Hannah-Jones, the journalist, some major prize winner.
Pulitzer, I think, is what the good one is. That or a Webby. I can't remember which one it is because they're both up there. But Nicole Hannah-Jones, Pulitzer winning journalist behind the 1619 Project. The really fantastic reporting on, you know, the legacy of African slavery and how it permeates to this day with many. I mean, again, this is, you know, her work essentially was the lighting the fuse of the whole critical race theory debate because people were, you know, looking at history a little more critically again and be like, yeah, this is all bad. There's a lot of work to do if we're going to right the wrongs of chattel slavery. If you remember, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, they got pressed by, you know, people around their state. I guess the board of trustees or whatever that fancy word is for people who run a college, that they were basically pressured to not, you know, grant her a tenure at the university. And then they pulled it. And then people were like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Are you kidding? Who has more superlatives at this point than she does in regards to, you know, this form of study or her contributions journalistically? Crickets. Then they came back and they said, yeah, actually, we want to offer you tenure. And they said, no, I'm going to go to Howard. So she's taking her talents to Howard University. The historically black university, you know, has a good home there where people aren't going to debate the validity of her fucking journalism and the reporting on this thing we have called American white supremacy. Good to see her making her moves, and you know, it just sucks to see that you can go from having this one job that you think you wanted to then it becoming completely soured overnight like that because people don't want history taught.
Shout out to North Carolina, really fucking that one up. Let's talk. Let's talk Paddington 3. This is like a little piece of good news for film fans, Paddington fans. One of the big moments at Cannes. Everybody's like, you know, film snobs are like, it's the glitz and glamour are back at Cannes. We're seeing all these arty movies. But the real heads know the only thing that matters is that Studio Canal announced that Paddington 3 will begin shooting in second quarter of 2022. It's back, baby.
Look at that. Bears, humans, nine-titted Draculas rejoice together.
Yeah, Jam, our writer, pointed at, like, was kind of meditating on why this movie's so popular. I've seen, it's interesting, like, I was listening to a screenwriter talk about how this is a cool movie to like, is Paddington 2, and then, like, I've heard other smart people who haven't seen Paddington 2 just be like, I'm so tired of hearing people talk about Paddington 2, like, it's just a stupid movie, or like it's just a normal movie. What is it about that movie that people love so much?
What are they saying? What is the reason? Like, they're saying this is the new Chinatown.
Just like it's, I'm trying to think of like the like other that it would example be... of like, it's fun to, it's a fun movie that like people think is interesting to like. Basically. Oh. So Chinatown's a little bit more down the middle. I'm trying to think of another example. Like
when you said scriptwriter, I thought like this is what they will be talking about when Robert McKee updates story. He will take out the references to Chinatown and will acknowledge the deft screenwriting of Paddington 2.
I think he was saying like it's like characters will talk about it in a movie. They'll be like, I love Paddington 2, and that's how you know that character is like
it's
like
a personality
fun
type.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
You know, JM was pointing out that, like, there's a Paddington, I guess Paddington 1, which I haven't seen. I've only seen Paddington 2.
And I've only seen Paddington 1. Together, we can have a conversation with Caitlin Duranty.
The bear, Paddington, is, like, an immigrant, and that movie came out during Brexit. And, like, even when the story started, this is actually, like, really heartbreaking. But JM pulled this detail that the original author, Michael Bond, created the character after watching evacuee children pass through Reading Station from London during the Blitz. Like, so they had to be like broken away from their family, and they all had a label around their neck with their name and address on it, and a little case of or package containing all their treasured possessions. And he was like, that's the saddest thing I've ever seen. What would like a whimsical version of that be? So he created Paddington, who is like an orphaned immigrant bear child who goes and lives with a family in London. And like people at the time, people had a lot of fun with an immigration lawyer was like Paddington would have no chance at like getting citizenship in the UK at this point because of like the anti-immigration backlash Brexit movement that was happening. And then Paddington too, you know, he's still an immigrant, is unjustly imprisoned, and all of these like kind of real stressors he encounters or the people in the movie encounter. But then everybody, including the villain, like has a pleasant like resolution. Which is kind of nice.
Yeah. It's working on something else on our hearts.
I feel like Paddington 2 is the best Wes Anderson movie I've ever seen, which is
Wes Anderson just like cursing all the Paddington 2 talk. Like, I know what they were trying to do. They outwest me.
Yeah, they kind of did it, kind of nailed it, because it's like has all the things that are appealing and like lovely about his movies, but without the like self-reverential kind of smirk.
Right.
It's just like, yeah.
Oh, bless Paddington and the empathy of that film.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this fine Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.